Prosecutors, City of Bloomington officials, and defense attorneys have stayed mostly quiet in public about the Coliseum fraud case in the 500 days since the indictments were unsealed. That changed this week after the release of a grand jury transcript showing how prosecutors made the case step by step for indictment. We first reported on those grand jury proceedings on WGLT.org. Today, we're hearing for the first time from the defense attorney for lead defendant John Butler. GLT's Ryan Denham is in studio to set this up for you. Hey, Ryan.
Hey there, Charlie.
Why was this grand jury transcript significant?
Well, this is kind of the first time we've had the whole case spelled out for us step by step in public view. Before now, all we had were kind of the original bills of indictment that were unsealed 16 months ago, but they were like pretty vague. They were filled with references that you couldn't really make out what they were, like the quote-unquote Kelly discounts and extraordinary expenses, all these things you didn't really know what they meant. And so this transcript is from 5 days before those indictments were unsealed. It's a prosecutor asking the lead state police investigator to kind of go step by step through these seven different, like, mini alleged schemes that added up to like $750,000. So we're able to kind of connect the dots between the actual charges and dollar amounts. So you can even do like a pie chart that shows like what the biggest chunk of alleged theft was. And then at the end of it, you've got like grand jurors asking questions of the investigator and the prosecutor. So you can kind of get a sense of what they're confused about. And, you know, should this ever go to trial, that may kind of get some insight as to what, you know, jurors at that trial might be asking about.
How did it get released?
It was filed with a motion to dismiss in a related Coliseum case. So Kelly Klein is one of the Coliseum defendants. She worked underneath John Butler. And so Kelly Klein's attorney is filing motions to dismiss the charges against her, arguing that they're too vague and that the prosecutors used like opinion evidence to convince this grand jury to indict. And as part of that motion to dismiss, he submits as an exhibit this 58 pages of grand jury proceedings that we've never seen before.
And what's the response been?
Well, I spoke this week with Steve Beckett. He is the attorney for John Butler. Again, he is the lead defendant in the Coliseum case. So Steve Beckett is an attorney based out of Champaign-Urbana, and he told me that this is not something he wanted to do. He didn't want to go public necessarily and start defending his client on the radio or in newspapers, as he put it. But he felt compelled to respond after this grand jury transcript came out. He's given us no comments in the past as we've called him to react to different things. And this is the first time he said, you know what? Yep, I'll comment.
He's also tried to have the trial moved.
He did. I believe that was an unsuccessful attempt to move it out of McLean County, citing pretrial publicity concerns.
Does this renew those concerns?
I don't know. That's a great question. We'll see if he tries to get that to come back to the surface.
In the meantime, here is your conversation with him.
You know, I want to try this case in court. I don't want to try this case in newspapers or on the radio. But when the grand jury transcript got released and became public like that, you have to consider that the grand jury, you know, it isn't like I'm saying that that Agent Rossiter, you know, is lying, you know, quote, lying, things like that. It is I'm commenting upon his view of his own investigation, and it's an unfiltered view. There was nobody cross-examining him. There was nobody presenting these opposite points, as you're allowing me to do today. And the ethics law for lawyers in Illinois only allow me to comment on these things that you've asked me about because of this public release that wasn't, you know, that's not something that John Butler or I generated.
The state police investigator who's on this grand jury transcript, testified that the city had had no access to the Coliseum Fund, this main fund used for like building operations. The city had sought access but was denied that access. So, what is your response to that?
My response is that the contract provided that the city had access, and all they had to do was come to the Coliseum to look at records, financial records. And that the issue, the true issue here was sort of the problem that you have where you have a public-private partnership. So the SIAM, the company, of course, had contracts with X and, you know, that they booked and with promoters. And those contracts provided that financial information had to be kept confidential, and so it would be a breach of the contract. So, for example, no entertainer wants anybody to know how much they got paid for in Bloomington when they're trying to negotiate with Champaign, Peoria, Springfield, you know, whatever. And so that's why they have those provisions. So to be able to get a good act to come to Bloomington and play in the Coliseum, you have to, you know, agree to those terms. So if the financial records were readily accessible to the city, for example, by internet, like we all get to see our bank records now, then they become public records. And they obviously also are FOIA-able, and we ended up, there was a big dispute. I really don't want to go into that about the FOIA regarding this, but you sort of see the problem between the public-private. In fact, I know that there were a couple of occasions that city officials or employees did come over to the Coliseum and look at financial records, but they were always there, and the contract had a provision that said the city could do that. So how they had access and whether or not it was immediate access obviously was a dispute. The city had their mind about the way they wanted things done, and obviously Siam had their mind the way they wanted things done. And it was done that way, you know, for 10 years. And so it's only after the fact that, and at the end of the contract when disputes arose, that all of a sudden the city is complaining, saying they never had access to financial information. And that's just not accurate.
That's Steve Beckett, the defense attorney for John Butler, lead defendant in the Coliseum fraud case. Beckett is responding to the allegations disclosed in a newly released grand jury proceedings transcript that led to Butler's indictment. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can read the whole grand jury transcript, all 58 pages of it, at WGLT.org. We'll put it on the homepage.